Motivation Podcast. I'm your host, Delina. I'm with my boo, my friend, my buddy, my pal, Erica.
Hey, y'all.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you are a returning viewer or a first-time viewer, thank you for watching. Go ahead, hit that like button. And if you don't have time to look and listen on YouTube, that's okay. You can head over to Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. Today's episode, the topic, we're just going to jump right into it.
I'm ready.
It's called... She's like, I'm ready. It's called The Mingling Manual. This episode, we're going to just tackle the dating phase, right?
Yeah.
So let's just jump right into it. Dating. You know, none of us have the perfect formula. Yeah. I know I don't. There's no right or wrong. But when I think of dating, let's start there. Let's just define dating. To me, dating is getting to know a person or persons, you know, enjoying some things that catch their interest. Maybe you guys have discussed over the phone. You know, just it's intention. It's getting to know them behind the surface level, you know, and trying to see if perhaps there is a spark there that can be ignited. Okay.
I like it.
I mean, that's what dating is, right? And so, again, there's no rules. There's no right or wrong. But, I mean, that's what I thought. What is dating to you? Let's start there.
Well,
if you had to define it, right?
Dating to me, it really just depends on my end goal.
Okay.
It really does. Because sometimes you date just to date, like, just to test the water, see what's out there, but you're not really ready for something serious. And then sometimes you're ready for something serious, so you're dating with intention for it to become something more.
Okay. So
it just really depends on what I'm looking for at the time.
Okay. So I don't have a whole lot of experience with dating. I mean, I've been on a few dates. I've had some great dates. I've had some not so great dates, right?
Not so great dates. What's an example of that, though?
A not so great date?
Yeah.
To me, if we're on a date and you're glued to your phone the whole time, and then you hit me with the face down on the table situation, now I'm sidetracked. Because now I want to know what's going on. And don't let me eye hustle and see a whole bunch of emojis.
Oh, my gosh.
So I've been on a date like that before. I've also been on a very good date, you know, a few good dates where I was like, oh, I want this to end.
You know
what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And during that time, my goal, I guess, and I would agree with you, like your goal changes depending on what the end game is. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes it's like, all right, you know, I just want someone consistent in my life. Someone I really can get to know beyond the surface. We can really develop a close bond. Mm-hmm. And the other times it's like, I'm dating because I want a partner for the long haul. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now, as I get older, I realize I don't got a lot of time for no whole bunch of foolishness. Right? So, where I'm at now, if I'm going to go on a date the entire time, I'm trying to figure out, do I really like you like that? Like, because it's all about the vibe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's all about the vibes. You know, that's what the young folks say. It's about the vibe. So I'm trying to feel like, okay, based on the conversations we've had, we're in this moment. Like, can I see myself with you?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Do I like the way you hold your mouth? You know what I mean? The way you drink out your cup?
Yeah.
How's your manners? How you treating the waitress?
Yeah.
Are you engaging? Are you making eye contact with me? Are you looking at me like, you know what, girl? Like, it don't matter what's going on in this world. I'm focused on you right now. Or am I battling with your phone? Do you appear to be sidetracked? Because to me, I think it's just straight up rude if we out on a date and then like every 10 to 12 to 15 minutes, you and your phone.
Now, this is now the second time you've mentioned this. Is that a thing that you've
encountered? It's a thing that I've encountered.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it would bother me, too, but please do tell.
I mean, that's what it is. I'd be like, well, who are they? day? Do you need to invite them
here?
Know, it's like a mental note. Like, I make a mental note of it. You know what I'm saying? Because now I feel like I don't have any undivided.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, that's that. I mean, definition of dating to me is just getting to know a person or persons. I do believe you can date more than one person at a time. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not talking about having sex with. I'm talking about that initial phase. Now, let me ask you this. You meet a guy. Mm-hmm. Y'all exchange numbers. Mm-hmm. Y'all texting. Y'all talking over the phone. It's all about the vibe. The vibe is there. How long he got before he initiate asking you out on a date?
What would you mean? Because, like, you know me. I'm like a spur of the moment, like, seize the day type of person. So I can meet you yesterday.
Okay.
And we can go on a date today.
So, is it an issue if you meet him, like, 3 weeks ago and y'all chatting, texting, and he said, hey, you know what I'm saying? Or made no initiative to invite you out on a date?
Yeah.
Is there a time frame that matters?
Yeah. Hashtag karate kid. I'm just saying. Like, if I'm showing genuine interest and you show interest, but you don't take the initiative to actually act upon that interest, then I lose interest.
Okay.
And that's that.
So, pause. So, hashtag karate kid, right? So, we have this thing. I've been doing it for a while. It's like, I'll meet guys, and we don't know if it's going to be long-term, short-term. You know, we're friends. We're getting to know each other. We don't really go by names, because we don't know if 30 days, 60 days, he's going to make it. So, we give him little nicknames, you know? So, Karate Kid, I got, like, Old Faithful, you know, like, you know, just different nicknames. So, we don't have to identify the person.
Girl, copy and paste.
Copy and paste. Yes. Okay. So, that's another nickname. Okay. Uh-huh. So, hashtag Karate Kid. So, go back to, okay, so we're going to go back to that. So, when you meet a guy, and again, this is all in the dating phase. So, you would say there is a time frame where it's like, all right. You want to make a move. Right. For me, I feel like if we've been texting pretty regularly, we speak on the phone pretty regularly, and it's been like, and I get it. People got life.
Yeah.
Things happen. Mm-hmm. Things come up. But if it's been about 45 days and you ain't say, hey, you know, let's get together. Let's go for dinner. Or you haven't taken the initiative to gather and think about the discussions we've had, the things I enjoy doing, and be like, you know what? I heard you, you know, you tell me, like, you really like to paint. You know, they got this paint and track event coming up, and I think it'd be dope if we check it out. Like, you down, you know? If that's not happening in the first 45 days or so, something, then I'm feeling like,
What are we doing?
You know what I mean? Are we doing something?
Yeah.
It's all about the vibe. And we're in the vibe. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What are we doing?
Okay. So, boom. If they take the initiative and they make the date, right? Because I feel like when we texting, when we talking on the phone, that's us sharing our likes, our dislikes, things that we do for hobbies, for fun, our interests. During that time, guys, you should be fact grabbing and brainstorming.
Yeah.
And thinking about, okay, what can I plan? What can I invite her to that she's mentioned as an interest or a hobby? Let me show her I was listening. You know what I'm saying? So I can get in this space with her and see if it's a vibe. It's a vibe. It's a vibe. It's a connection.
Yeah.
We can build on that. You know what I'm saying? See if it's something there, right? All right, so boom, let's say we get to first date. You get on the first date, he's looking good. You done put extra time into what you put. You know how we do? We do our eyebrows. We lay them baby hair. I don't lay baby hairs because I don't really have baby
hair.
Don't
get me started on the baby hair.
That's a trigger.
Please don't get me started on the baby hair.
You on the first date, what are some conversations to stay away from or not go too deep into?
Oversharing, period. I myself am an oversharer, and it's not good. I've learned to overshare. Mm-hmm. not everyone has good intentions. So sometimes they may use that information and just manipulate it for later. So oversharing, yeah. Don't overshare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I'm an open book also. Mm-hmm. Just in general. Like, it's gotten me into trouble at times, right? But I just be like, I am who I am. I'm gonna let my light shine.
Yeah.
And sometimes I do overshare. Like, I think oversharing about a past relationship that went left, like, too many details,
mm-hmm.
not good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, like you said, you don't really know people's intentions. They use things as leverage or mental bookmark things where it's like, ooh, I might try that too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know. So I think just the surface of sharing, like, oh, yeah, it didn't work out. We weren't in alignment or, you know, you know.
Yeah.
Things like that. It just came to a close. We wanted different things.
Yeah.
We, you know, I don't really think you need to go too deep about, like, past relationships that didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's cool to share, you know, things about your childhood. You know, light talk. I think on the first date, in the beginning, you should keep it light.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you should be talking about anything sexual.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think you should be talking about anything that's, like, heavy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember I went out on a date. It was probably the worst date. It's been some time. It's been a lot of time. But we went to a date, and he was just so angry. Like, he started asking me, first of all, I should have knew better, because when I got there, he was late. Right? That's, fellas, whatever you got to do to be on time, be on time. And if you can't be on time, like, shoot a text, call, and be like, listen, I'm going to be 15 minutes late. Even if you're only going to be, like, 7 minutes late, give yourself that extra 5 minutes just in case, right? He was late. When we got, it was like these questions, like, so why y'all females, like,
girl.
How come females always gotta, and that was like, I was like, oh, this is going in a bad direction. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I had one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, like so, last year, this time.
Worth it. How did you, what was the thing that signified that it was going in a bad direction?
He kept categorizing women all in the same category. Like, all women have sex fur bags. All women. I don't know if I can say that word. But
yeah. I'm open book. We're open book here at Share Motivation Podcast.
I just didn't want to get banned. I didn't want to get banned. But no. He was just always just, you know, putting us all into the same box because of the women that he's dealt with before. Specifically, like, the last one he dealt with. You know, she used him. Well, you know, it's always two sides.
Right.
But his side was, you know, she used him. He paid for everything. And she eventually, like, up and left. But, like, she sucked him dry. And so he was just like, all women are the same. They just all, you know, are materialistic. They just want one thing. They, and I'm just like, okay.
He's given very much hurt.
He's very hurt.
Very hurt.
He still is hurt. Because he'll text, oh, my gosh. No, I have to share this with you guys.
Hold on, what's his nickname? What can we call him? Give him a nickname.
I'll call him Metro.
Metro, okay.
Because he's very metrosexual.
Okay.
Like, we'll talk about this later. We'll call him Metro. We'll call him Metro, and I was giving him the benefit of the doubt. Because I'm like, people hurt, you know?
Okay.
However, it was too much. So when we were on a date, we only had one date because after that I just couldn't do it. And we met in Richmond.
Okay.
And we had a good time. We were like bar hopping. We were hanging out with the college kids, and I was having a good time because he kept feeding me liquor. You know, at that time I was drinking. I don't drink anymore, guys. I don't. But he was feeding me. He was feeding me liquor because it was just like, I was sick and tired of hearing the complaining of, you know, what this one did and what that one did and what women are like. And I was just throwing it back. So I had a good time.
You had a good time.
By myself.
You drank his sorrows.
I did. I did.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, I mean, I think dating can be fun. I think you can date more than one person. I think you should date with a purpose and make your purpose known. from the beginning. If you just looking for someone to mingle with, hang out with, have a good time, then say that. If you're looking to have a good time, but also hone in on a relationship because you're looking for something real, you're looking for something serious, then say that. Mm-hmm. It's no right or wrong. It's no specific formula. I know me at this big age, right? Because I'm a lady of a certain age. And I mean, it's just a lot of, I don't got time.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't got time for a headache, right? Yeah. And I'm always trying to do things just in my life in general with intention and with purpose. Mm-hmm. Even in my friendships, you know what I'm saying? You know, I want them to be meaningful mm-hmm. because I ain't got time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I like my life to be low key. I like it to be like drama free.
Yeah.
I want to enjoy my friendships and enjoy the person I'm dating. And I think it's just about transparency. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So in this space, like I've been asking God, like, okay, I don't think I'm ready to get out there like full force, like speed dating. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I got a date lined up this weekend. Like, I'm not ready to go like boom like that, right? But I want to be intentional. And I say all the time, like, I'm cool with being by myself. But I want the man for me to be ordained to be with me. Because God knows how I'm wired. Mm-hmm. He knows what I've been through. He knows the ups, the downs. He knows the dating history. He knows the disappointments, the letdowns, all of the things. And so I just want, when that person and that time comes, to make it meaningful. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And the thought, the effort, all of the little tidbits. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know when it's the one that I'm supposed to, like, be with. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, in this stage, like, how have you invited God into the dating aspect of your life and your choices?
In dating? Mm-hmm. It's really hard to answer because I really just got back good with God. Mm-hmm. And I just got back not
being good. We all just trying to get back good.
With dating. I don't date right now.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I can't really answer that. But mm-hmm. what I would do is just continue to talk to God and not ignore the answer because it's not what I want to hear.
Because that's easy to do. Yeah. When he's looking good, smelling good. He's just the right size, just the right height, just the right shape.
Yeah.
Smelling good, looking good, because the devil know how to send them.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's an illusion, right? Sometimes it's someone sent to throw you and knock you off your square. You know what I'm saying? And then other times it's like, wow, this person does have good intentions. You know, I'm always asking God to sharpen my spirit of discernment, right? Because I don't make good choices when it comes to men all the time. You know what I'm saying? And I want to eventually be in the type of relationship where we're friends first and foremost, and we connect on so many levels. I look at you, you know what I'm thinking. You know what I'm saying? It's like my partner, my friend, my man, you know, mm-hmm. praying with me, praying for me, praying over me, you know, guiding his household, all of the things. So now it's like I look at dating through a different set of lenses. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And with this day and time, I don't know if that man is out there or not. I've met some really good guys, but then somehow, some way, we're not completely in alignment with each other. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's important. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm caring about the things that I'm putting in my body, I mean, I ain't got no 4-pack and all that, right? But I'm not on the brink of diabetes. You know, I want, if I'm praying. If I'm praying and I'm trying to do right and go to church and spend more time getting closer to God, and you know, you're doing things that are adverse to that or opposite of that or just not really necessarily in alignment with that. It's just like,
It's a hard no, so you're able to be like, no, we can't, we're not.
It's not a hard no. Because again, I'm stuck on the fence of trying to give that person grace. Because yeah. just because you aren't in the same place in your walk that I'm in my walk doesn't necessarily mean I gotta draw a line through your name. Uh-huh. But perhaps you're meant to just be someone in passing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I may want you to be around for a time, a long time, but that's not in the cards.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I want my person to be my person, my other half, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's at the height of our friendship. It's at the height of our bond and all of the little tidbits and what we mesh together. And, you know, we connect on so many levels. It's like, that's at the point where marriage should be considered. You know yeah. what I'm saying? But it's like, if we're dating and we're not in alignment or in agreement with certain things. I mean, obviously we're different people, so we're not going to see everything the same. You know what I mean? But it's like the main nuts and bolts need to be in alignment with each other mm-hmm. so that we can mesh. You know what I'm saying?
So give an example for the ladies out there. Like what exactly or generally, give some examples of what you mean.
Okay, so like I was saying, prime example, if I'm in a space in my life where I'm trying to do better by my body, right? I'm trying to take my vitamins. I'm trying to get enough sleep, right? I'm speaking for myself, right? If I'm trying to take my vitamins, get enough sleep, drink enough water, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to move around, get a little exercise in. Like, I want a man that's going to mirror that. Mm. If you're smoking weed and drinking, going on liquor binges Thursday through Sunday, you know what I'm saying? And you like eating fast food every other day. Nothing wrong with fast food because I love it. You know what I mean? Here and there, right? But if you don't care about the things at all you're putting in your body, you ain't took a vitamin since you was taking Flintstones when you was like 7.
Yeah.
You going to sleep at 3 or 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, again, we're not in alignment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I have to over-communicate because you under-communicate, again, we're not in alignment. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If I'm constantly catching you in scenarios that are different than what you're telling me.
Lies.
Okay. Well, you know.
He's a liar.
Then it's like you're not being transparent.
Yeah.
Again, we're not in alignment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not just, it's spiritual also. But being in alignment is like so much more than just spiritual. Mm-hmm. If I want to travel and fix my credit and leave something for my kids or start a business or, and it's like, you just going to work at some hellhole and complaining every day.
Oh gosh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like our visions, again, we're not in alignment.
So, do you discuss some of that on the first date? Taking it back to the first date?
Taking it back to the first date, I think you should have a discussion about your short-term and long-term goals. Mm-hmm. Where you see yourself in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. I mean, I think that's a topic that should come up. You know what I'm saying?
Question.
Okay.
Do you think on the first date it's okay to partake in alcohol drinking? Because sometimes that'll skew things with conversation.
Right. So, I mean, it's a personal choice, I think. You know, we've talked about this too. I'm in a different place with my consumption of alcohol. I'm trying to get better with that. But I'm not where I was. So, I still partake in wine. I'll have me a glass or two of wine. I've kind of fallen off of the hard liquor. A glass of wine, I don't personally have a problem with it. You know what I'm saying? I'll drink a glass of wine on the first date. You know, I'm not going to be throwing back shots of tequila. Mm-hmm. That's like date 3. No.
I don't do that anymore.
She has. I'm so proud of you. Yes. She has graduated and elevated to the no alcohol, completely sober. I'm proud of you.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
I'm really, really proud of you.
Thank you. Because I'm going to be so real. It was fun to drink. It was fun to drink, especially on the first date, because for me, that was like breaking my nervousness because now I have that liquid courage in me. So now I'm ready to talk my stuff. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even though my personality is pretty much like this anyway, but just me on alcohol is just like, yeah, I have no inhibitions. We can talk about anything. And sometimes, a lot of times, most of the time, that's not good.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, I'm drinking alcohol on the first date. I'm really an open book. Man, there's some topics, whether I'm drunk or sober, I'm be like, what you ask me? Like,
yeah.
Like, don't even try it. Cause I'm like a high functioning.
Yeah.
Like, don't think you about to get me because that, it's not. But yeah, like I've partaken in alcohol. At this stage in life, I can do a glass or two of wine. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a problem with that. Topics for me are like, you know, where do you see yourself? Are you even going to be living in Virginia? You know what I'm saying? You know, what's your long-term goals? You know, I ask, like, what's your relationship with God? Like, how often do you pray? You know what I'm saying? Do you believe in God? Because some people don't. You know what I'm saying?
Hashtag Friday kids.
Oh my goodness. Did you really confirm that?
No, I didn't. But I technically did, because I realized on that dating site, you have to actually put that there for it to be there.
Well, could it be some old info that wasn't updated? No, it's, yeah. Okay. And again, people have their own walks of life.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You know, the mingling manual.
The mingling manual. This is like part one, because there's so much to cover.
Oh, is it?
It is. It really is. Because I'm learning too. Like, I'm not in the dating world like right now, but I plan on dipping my toe, you know, eventually, maybe sometime this summer. I don't know.
I know how with that.
So,
dip a little toe.
A little toe, like the pinky toe.
The pinky toe.
Yeah.
I gotta just plunge the foot. I'll be like,
no.
And then I go back. Licking my wounds for about 3, 4, 5, 6 months.
Yeah, y'all get the pinky toe this summer. So, you know.
The mingling manual, part one. So maybe part we'll one. Do a part two, and we'll explore a different phase of dating. Okay, so eventually we can do a part two. Because, I mean, the dating manual can change at any time, right? I mean, because really, there's no wrong way, no right way, no certain formula. You know, it's just about, it's really about trial and error.
Okay. Personally feel like you would be someone who can give good advice because you were married. So you got there. No, but you got there. You know what I'm saying? And
the whole jacker.
Well, no, but it takes two people, you know, in a marriage or whatever. Mm-hmm. But you got there. You know what I'm saying? So like, you would have good advice, because you can lead a horse to the water, but you can't make a drink.
That's true. I did learn a lot of lessons from dating, being married, and I learned a lot of lessons. I mean, hindsight is always 20/20, you know. So, yeah, some things, you know, I could see through a different lens. Mm-hmm. So, some advice I could offer could be helpful. I don't know, dating, you know, it's just been a gap of time since I really had to get out there and, like, do, like, date, you know. It should just be a fun process. Mm. You know, being married should be fun. You know, but you get out of it what you put into it.
Mm-hmm.
So if the goal is marriage, I mean, because everybody that date, their goal isn't marriage.
Yeah.
You know, that's why it's so important to identify what your desires are in the beginning, your bottom line. You know what I mean? You know, because then you end up wasting your time.
Yeah.
Thought you was dating to get in a relationship. You realize you was in a relationship with yourself.
Yeah. Has that ever happened to you?
No. No, I'm pretty good about identifying.
Yeah.
You know what this is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay, so how long should you date before you put that thing on autopilot? When do you start to realize, like, all right, I'm gonna put this on autopilot? Monogamous. Okay. Monogamous. One on one. Nobody else. You start blocking and deleting people. Cause you're like, auto what?
Okay, so this is where I differ from her because I don't have the ability to really date, like serial date. Because once I like somebody, I feel like I kind of like them and I kind of lose interest elsewhere. And that's always been like me, you know. So it's kind of like if I'm really liking you, like I don't even want the attention of anyone else. You know what I'm saying? So it's that's for me.
If put your eggs in one basket was a person, I used to be like that, and then I would be so disappointed if things didn't go the way I wanted them to go.
Okay.
So I feel like I had to redefine what dating was for me. Because, like, dating, to me, like I said, I'm just trying to get to know you and see if it's a spark. It's all about the vibe, the vibe, the vibe. I'm trying to check the vibe, right? And so, yeah, I mean, I could date, you know what I'm saying? Go out on a date for dinner on Wednesday, and we had a great time. And then, you know, a week or two later, I might meet somebody else, and we may go out on a date. And I haven't completely crossed the other person out. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm open about, yeah, I mean, I mingle. You know, I'm not going to lie to the person. They say, have you been out on a date with anybody else recently? I mean, because at that point, we're really just trying to fact find and, you know, just trying to see if there's a spark here. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I could go out on a date with somebody on Wednesday and then on Saturday, I might, you know, catch brunch with someone else, you know what I mean? And I'm just, I mean, I don't, yeah, until I've seen enough to where I'm like, all right, this could really be going somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like, we've been talking for a few weeks, a few months. Like, then I start dwindling off mm-hmm. from the others. You know what I mean? Not the others, but like any other person that I may be keeping time with, mm-hmm. then I'm like, all right, I kind of fall back. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Silence your notifications. You know, block your number intermittently. You know, that type of thing. No, but I mean, I feel like if I'm going to cut people off and I'm going to put all my eggs in one basket, so to speak, like I got to have a reason to do that.
Yeah, so I won't like cut them off. They'll like be there lingering, sometimes talking to themselves, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's been really hard for me to share interest. Because once I like something, I kind of hone in on that. Mm-hmm. And like they'll still be there, you know. I'll still like chit chat and, you know, I guess keep the lines of communication open, but they can tell the difference. They can definitely feel mm-hmm. the shift of energy shifting.
Yeah, if I get there now, like, after I'm like four dates in with somebody, 9 times out of 10, I've weeded out, mm-hmm. you know, distractions. But those first couple of dates when you just really just,
yeah,
you know what I mean? And again, it's no right or wrong certain way you got to do it. Mm-hmm. I think people got to get back to just having fun.
Yeah.
And getting to know the person and not being sidetracked by, you know, other things. Because yeah. then you mess up the process.
Yeah, not too much fun.
Laugh, talk,
yes.
get to know each other, create memories, yeah. take selfies, you yeah. know, talk. You know what I'm saying? Everybody is, I mean, these people laugh at us. Everybody is, it's like they want like this fast, quick, 1, 2, 3 dating situation, and it takes a little time to get to know. You know what I'm saying? Because you miss the most important yeah. parts.
This is why I'm not dating.
So, I mean, that's okay.
That's me. And it's not, that is not okay. Like, that last part that you said, it's not okay because I shouldn't be jumping to like, oh, I like you. I don't even know. How mm-hmm. am I sitting here saying I like you? I don't even know you. You know what I'm saying? I know your favorite color, but all right, what else? I don't know you.
So what is it, when you be like, I like them, what is that thing that they do or say that makes you like them?
The mutual energy.
Mm.
The vibe. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm also a visual person. So if the vibe is there and the aesthetic is there, like, Houston, we have a problem.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, but the great thing is you're recognizing, okay, I probably need to strategize mm-hmm. and go about things a little different. So I'll say this. I feel like we need to take the male sport route. Mm. Okay. And this is how I think. You know, men love sports, right? And they tend to like sports because they check out the stats. They look at the history. They, you know, when they do that, what is that, fantasy football stuff. Okay. You know what I mean? They're tracking the records, the players, the score, the plays, all the things, right? And I think that we as women need to come up with, like, this thing with our men, right? And it's like, we need to check the stats. I mean, looks is cool, vibe check, cool, right? But it's like the stats overall, you know what I mean? What does his career look like? What does his retirement plan look like? Does he like to travel? Is he a homebody? Is he into health and fitness, or is he like pre-diabetic, right?
You and this BDs.
You know what I'm saying? The diabetes. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, because we're getting older, and it's like the lack of you taking care of yourself now becomes a weight that I have to deal with as we plan the rest of our lives together.
You know
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so we need to approach, I think, the person we're going to be with is like these well roundabout stats. You know what I'm saying? You know, what is he as a whole? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you approach it in that way, you don't get so consumed with the vibe, you know, how they look, how they dress, how they smell. It's like, that's important, but that's one layer.
And actually seeing them for who they are and not what you want them to be. Because, like, oh gosh, DeLululand? What? I will create a whole scenario and paint them as that and fall in love with that. And when that doesn't happen, it's like, well, what happened to him?
When he was who he was the whole time, it's like, he was looking through them smoke-filled goggles. You know what I'm saying? And I understand that we do have to give people grace, right? And only you can decide how much grace to give. Nobody's perfect, so, you know, obviously if we're looking for perfection, then we would just be by ourselves forever, ever.
Yeah.
Right? But it's just about mixing the grace in with the reality of where you are and where I'm heading and how do they fit. You know what I mean? The overall. And for those things, it's different for everybody. You know, because you could be in a space in your life where you're looking for a certain thing. And then as time passes, 2, 4, 5 years later, you're looking for something different. And that's okay. But being present and recognizing that, I think, is a great way to kick off the mingling manual. Maybe in the future we'll do a part two. But this is the intro to the mingling manual, you know? I've enjoyed this topic. I mean, what do you guys think? What are some things that you look for in a person when you're trying to determine, could this be for the long haul or is this short term? You know, what are some topics you stay away from on the first date? Drop it in the comments, you know. Thank you so much for tuning in. Come back each and every week for another episode of Share Motivation Podcast. Who knows, in the future we may do a part two, maybe, maybe not. Or we'll unpack another layer in dating in the future. Thanks so much for watching. Hit that like button and see you next week. Bye.